I live in Israel. This season is dedicated to the memory of the 1,400 of my countrymen who were massacred on October 7th and the 240 people that were kidnapped and are being held hostage by the terrorist organization Hamas. Hopefully they will be returned to their families as soon as possible, and hopefully this terrible war will be able to come to a peaceful end very soon. And welcome to Minute 89 of Season 6 of Move Around Minute, the daily podcast where we take a Capra-esque journey through the 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life, one minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is Emily Graziano of the Flapper Dame Film Blog. Welcome back to the show, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun, and I'm glad it's not over yet. We still got this episode.
We got two more days. We're still good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. That works.
Oh, I am. It's really, really interesting just what I'm learning and what I'm just things that you don't notice about this film and everything like that. It's just fascinating. It's just such a learning process.
Yes. I completely agree with you on that. Okay, so minute 89 begins with Mary continuing to spell and ends with George reassuring Zuzu. So yesterday we ended things with George deciding that he's going upstairs to see what's going on with Zuzu, and Mary begins to spell frankincense. And this minute begins with her continuing to spell. So she finishes by saying K-I-N. You know, as she's helping Pete out with spelling frankincense. So we only get her for a few seconds, for like 2 seconds here or whatever. So after Mary finishes with spelling with Pete, so, you know, we just have that for a few seconds. And then George is upstairs in the room, you know, and as he's walking into the room, we hear, or we see, a little girl say, "Hi, Daddy." And he goes, "Well, what happened to you?" She says, "I want a flower." "Wait now, where do you think you're going?" Because she starts to get up from the bed. And she goes, "I want to give my flower a drink." He says, all right, now give Daddy the flower. I'll give it a drink. Now here, and he puts it in a little glass that has some water in it. Did you notice some of the strange things in this room?
Yeah, especially like for a kid's room.
Okay, what did you notice?
Just like first of all, I don't know, are all the kids in that room like they're sharing a room? Like, because I noticed like there was a crib in there, and then it looked very crowded. Like there isn't enough room between beds. Like I don't know, I didn't really notice like what was on the walls or anything, but I my mind went straight to like the setup of the room, how close those beds look to each other. And like then I thought, are all these kids sharing the same bedroom?
Well, you see, that's the thing that I question. Okay, I'm assuming that Tommy is younger than Zuzu,
yeah,
right? But the crib looks like a girl's crib.
Yeah,
you know, we know they only have four kids, you know, but it's the same. The crib has the same design as her bed, so it has like different flowers that are written on it that are painted on, or whatever you want to call it. They're, you know, the different type of decorations. It's all has a lot of flowers, and the room, you know, even though it's black and white, it still looks like it's a little girl's room as opposed to a room that could be for children of different genders at the same time. You know, I think I counted three dollhouses that are in there, and there's like a little soldier drummer that's there also. I mean, the decoration and setup of this room is quite strange. You know, they don't have a baby, so it's not as if there's a fifth kid that should be sleeping. Now, maybe Zuzu usually sleeps in the crib, but now she's in the bed instead of Janie. I don't know. She doesn't look like she looks like she's older. She's old enough to not be in a crib.
Yes.
You know, so I wouldn't expect it to be. So again, it's a little strange. trying to figure out, you know, where, you know, who else is supposed to be in this room, you know, unless they just kept the crib there after they got her, you know, a bed. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a weird setup because I tried to count, like, okay, the beds are that, but I my mind went to, like, oh, these beds are so close to each other, and you see the crib and you're like, but where's, there's no baby. So, like you said, are they just holding on to that crib, or do they plan to cut, like, one of the rails off until they can get a, like, a toddler sized bed for the Zuzu? Or it's just kind of weird because
exactly.
I've seen people who, like, they don't get their kid a toddler bed right away. In, like, a transition, they cut, like, one of the rails off the bed, so it's more like a toddler bed with one, like, if it's against the wall, so that the kid can get in themselves. But
yeah, well, that's the question. I mean, it's very strange the way, I mean, again, if they have financial issues, so maybe they say, okay, you know, if we're going to have more children in the future, so we might as well keep the bed, and where we're going to keep the crib, we might as well keep it, you know, in the same room with Zuzu. You know, that could be part of it also. You know, we never know how many rooms are in this build, in this house. I mean, we know it's a pretty big house. Do they have four bedrooms for all the kids? I don't know. You know, if I remember correctly, this is the only room upstairs that we see at this point. You know, we saw when Mary was decorating the house. We saw some of the rooms upstairs when she was painting and stuff like that. But, you know, we didn't get a detailed look at what's going on there. So, yeah, I don't know. Not really sure. But what George now tries to do is, you know, we once again get to see how great of a father he actually is, because he's helping, you know, he's being very, as distraught as he is, he's now focusing on his daughter as opposed to focusing on his own problems. You know, he's concerned about her, and, you know, he doesn't want her getting up from the bed to go take the to put the flower, you know, in the glass of water and things like that. You know, he really wants her to get the R&R that she needs to get.
Yes, I just, so sweet. And Jimmy Stewart is just so believable here. You would think that he's been doing that his entire life, basically. Just, he was so natural with all the kid actors that he worked with, and you can understand why he would blow up. Like, this is a classic example of what makes Jimmy Stewart just so beloved, not only by us, but, like, people years ago and people in the future. I think they will continue to love Jimmy Stewart and the symbolism that he stood for.
Yeah. Okay. I can agree with that. I it's because, again, it's very relatable and believable what he does here.
Yes. You know?
And we've all done similar things, either for our own children or for other people's children, you know, nephews, nieces, or little kids that we've seen and stuff like that. You know, the whole idea that, okay, she lets him look at the flower and some of the petals fall off, you know, and then she says, "Look, Daddy." And she goes, "Paste it." He goes, all right, give it here. And he takes it and then, like, he turns so his back is to her, so she doesn't see what he's really doing.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he pretends to, quote unquote, paste them, the petals back in. But instead, what he does is he puts them in his pocket. Okay. So first of all, there are a few things I want to talk about from this minute. Let's first talk about the actress. You know, who plays Zuzu. So her name is Carolyn Grimes, or Grimes. She was born on July 4th, 1940. She only has 21 IMDb credits. And the reason for that is because, tragically, in the 1950s, when she was a teenager, so both of her parents passed away. Her mother died of an illness in 1954 when she was 14. And her father died in a car accident the following year. And then she ended up moving. She ended up moving to the Midwest and being brought up by her by a relative. I think it was her aunt. And she actually ended up, you know, instead of staying in Hollywood, she ended up becoming a medical technician.
Wow.
She is apparently one of the biggest advocates for this movie, and even today, you know, she's in her early 80s. She still goes around and talks about this movie and her experience with this movie. And She apparently still has, I think, the angel that they put on top of the Christmas tree in the movie. I don't know if she was supposed to take the prop or not, but apparently she did.
Somehow she ended up with it.
Yeah,
I had
fell off the
heard
truck.
about no, but I heard from my aunt that she actually goes around and she talks around at screenings of this film. So I knew that, but I had no idea that she had to quit acting because her parents died. I did not know that.
I tried getting in touch with her. I'm gonna try again. Maybe she'll respond this time. I'd love to interview her and hear her thoughts on
Oh,
things like
most
that.
definitely. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the name Zuzu before as a name? Because it's a it I'm not sure if in this movie it's a nickname or if it's her actual name.
No, I haven't. Because at first I thought they were saying Zulu, but then after listening to it again, like when I was little, I thought it was Zulu, but now it's Zuzu. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, but what kind of name is that? Is that but then again, I don't know what names begin with Z where you would have that as a nickname.
Right. Now, if it's a nickname, I think it would come from like Susan or something like that, Susie, and then maybe
Okay.
someone couldn't, maybe one of the kids couldn't pronounce it properly or something like that, and therefore, the nickname stuck. That's what I would, that's where my mind goes when I think of how this could be a nickname. Okay, but
Okay.
the term or the word Zuzu actually has meanings in various languages. So in Czech, it means lily.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
So again, it could be that that's a real name. What other in Yiddish, it means sweet, like my sweet type of thing. In
Oh, okay.
Chinese, now do you know Chinese or not?
No,
Oh,
I
okay.
know a couple phrases. I can say hello, goodbye, thank you, and you're welcome, but that's it.
Okay, well now I'm going to teach you what Zuzu means in Chinese. It means little pearl,
Oh, okay, interesting.
which refers to a perfect child.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Apparently the name Zuzu is also the name of a brand of ginger snap cookies, which is why there is a phrase in this movie of Zuzu, my little ginger snap.
Okay. Wait, do they still sell that brand?
I
Like,
don't
is
think
that
so.
still
I don't think so. I don't
okay?
think so. There someone I don't watch Top Chef, but apparently one of the presenters on Top Chef named Tanya Peterson, she named her daughter Zuzu. Apparently she likes this movie a
Okay.
lot, I guess.
Okay, I don't watch Top Chef either, but okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so basically hopefully she'll actually respond to me this time. I'll be able to
Oh, yeah, fingers crossed that you can get in touch with her, yes.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. And so like he takes the petals and he puts them in a little pocket in his pants, right? Now, do you know
Yeah.
that there's actually a name for that type of pocket?
No, but it doesn't surprise me that there is one because I took a fashion class in high school. And there are all sorts of different names for pockets. And I probably knew the name for this when I was in high school, but that was like 10 years ago now, so.
Yeah. So the original idea of where this pocket is, okay, it's currently known as a coin pocket for obvious reasons, because that's a place where you can, store some coins because it's a small pocket within the pocket of a pair of pants.
Okay.
And it's usually on the right hand side. It's an extra pocket on the right hand pocket of the jeans. Like a small little pocket within the pocket. The original idea was to actually make it a watch pocket, because people would have,
Yes.
people would have pocket watches. So, and you see in movies that people used to keep them in their vests, but when people stopped wearing vests, they need another place to do it. So they originally had them in the pants, but over the years, the pocket just became smaller and smaller because people weren't using it for their watches. And it became known as a coin pocket. Do you know what year this function of the coin slash Watch Pocket was created or was thought of and was became a part of fashion.
So if people stopped wearing vests, is it in the 1950s, maybe? 1940s, 1950s, did it come about?
1902.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I guess it makes sense because I guess people stopped wearing vests after the Western era pretty much ended.
Maybe
So
I'm thinking like the rich would wear like the three-piece suits with the vests, but I guess there weren't enough people, like rich people. There's obviously like the rich people are very they're not a majority of the population, so they weren't enough to keep up with that. They weren't enough to keep that trend going. So, but yeah, that's very, very interesting.
right. Yeah. So there, so George continues with this little facade with her, and he goes, all right, give it here. Now we'll paste this together here, there it is, good as new. And he takes those petals, puts them in the in his little watch pocket, and then turns around and and then she says, now give a flower a drink, because it's so interesting how easily children can be fooled like this. Yeah, I pasted it on. It's a good thing she didn't count before how many how many different petals were on the were on the flower, particular flower that she had. And then he puts the flower in the glass of water that's nearby, and then he says to her, now will you do something for me? And she whispers back, what? She says, will you try to get some sleep? But I'm not sleepy. I want to look at my flower. I know, but you just go to sleep and then you can dream about it. And it'll be a whole garden. It will. So, he's good at spinning the tale and telling her
Yeah.
what but again, it goes with the age. It's easier to tell tales like that to children who are this age. I mean, if she was born in 1940 and this movie was made in 45, 46, so she's only 5 or 6 at this point.
Yes.
So that fits in there with that perfectly.
It's so sweet.
Yes, sweet Zuzu. Didn't we say that Zuzu is means sweet in Yiddish? There you
Yes. Oh, yeah,
go.
so true. So it's like built in within her that it's gonna be a sweet little
That's right.
scene.
She's a sweet little pearl lily.
Yeah.
And ginger snap, all at the same time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, that's all I have for this minute. Do you have anything else you want to discuss about this particular minute?
No, I think we covered it all.
Yeah, it's a good moment in the movie because it shows George's devotion to his children. He even
I definitely.
yeah, I mean, even towards the end of the minute, we see that he puts his hand over her head as if he's maybe giving her a blessing or something like that. With the way that he's doing it, maybe that maybe he's blessing her that she should get better quicker and that she'll be well enough to go downstairs and be a part of the big party that they're doing or something. I don't know. Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. So every Thursday we have a segment called Jimmy Stewart Thursday, where my guests will give their top five Jimmy Stewart performances. So, Emily, what have you got for us?
Okay, number five, I have The Shootist. Even though that's a small role for Jimmy Stewart, and he wasn't really taking a lot of acting roles, I think his presence in that movie is very important, and it just makes the movie that much better, I think. Number four, I have Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the movie he really should have won for the Oscar for, that is. And again, that's another Capra. Number three, Shop Around the Corner, another Christmas classic. That's actually one of my mom's favorite Jimmy Stewart movies. I
Does
had to include it on here.
she like You've Got Mail? Or does she think that's sacrosanct?
I don't think she cares about You Got Mail one way or the other. Like, I don't think she hates it. But I don't ever remember her like loving it.
No, because
But
it's the same basic story.
yeah, I don't think she protests it, but at the same time, I think she would prefer to watch Shop Around the Corner.
Okay, it's fair.
So At number two, I actually put It's a Wonderful Life. And number one, I have Rear Window because I love that movie. I think it's one of the best acting performances that he's given. And it's Hitchcock.
Okay, that is definitely fair. I mean, he was in, I think, four Hitchcock movies, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I know a lot of people say Vertigo, but for me, I really love Rear Window because I think it's very fascinating. A lot of people say that Vertigo is like the Hitchcock thriller, but I think that's not a starter Hitchcock movie because if you don't know what you're looking for, you might be bored. So I think Rear Window is a great introduction to the world of Hitchcock because it's engaging. You're not as confused. But don't get me wrong. I mean, I enjoy Vertigo, but I think Rear Window is a better place to start.
Okay. No, that's fine. No, I wasn't questioning your choice. It's just, you know, you mentioned, you said that you like it because it's Hitchcock. So I was saying, oh, well, there's, numerous Hitchcock films that would fit into that idea of having Jimmy Stewart there.
Yes.
So, all right. Very cool. So would you like to once again tell people where they can find Emily Graziano?
Okay. First, I'm on my film blog, theflabberdamefilm.wordpress.com. And then I'm on Twitter at flabberdame16 and the same handle for Instagram. And then I'm also on YouTube under my name, Emily Graziano, where I discuss not only film, but if you're a big fan of KISS, you may want to check that out there. So I do like video diaries, not only about them, but music, like classic rock music from the 70s and 80s. And I also discuss film there too. So that's where you can find me.
All right. Very cool. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, or you can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. So Emily, you feel like coming back again tomorrow to finish off the week?
Oh, for certain. It's going to be so interesting to see how these 5 minutes all culminate.
With a yelling man.
Yes.
All right. Great. So until tomorrow, hot dog.
Hot dog.
I love you truly, truly dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tears.